But basically, it's blues breakdown. Break. With a full package. Well, like 99% of a blues package, really.
Exactly, but we are white.
Yeah, and that's the 1% that we're not.
He was the only sanctified guy on that.
The Beast Queen's blues breakdown. Because
it is the bomb, eh?
Yeah, it is.
It's really a
shiz and nizzle.
It's actually, it's like a martial arts / supernatural hybrid type kung fu movie.
The Beast Queen's blues breakdown.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to the B Squared Blues Show here on Wahakee Radio.
Hello. How is everyone?
Good evening.
Hopefully good.
My name's Country Mike.
And I'm Ben.
And here we are on a very, very, very muggy...
It's a dark day for the country at the moment.
It's definitely a dark day for the country. And I guess the first thing we should just say is, you know, how much we're thinking about all the people down in Christchurch.
It's serious this time. I mean, the one earlier was bigger, but this one seems to have done a lot more damage to both life and
property.
And
there will be lots of people with the blues, I'm sure. So it's possibly a good thing for us to listen to tonight and contemplate.
We thought we'd play some gospel music inspired by the fallen cathedrals all around the place.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, I planned this for like the last week, so it's kind of possibly even more appropriate. I'm going to play almost all, well, not all, but a lot of gospel music tonight that I've been picking up and listening to last week, including some phenomenal live recordings from inside churches in Georgia. I got some really old, I got a whole theme on a song called Don't Let the Devil Ride. So, and I was actually thinking today, maybe one of the questions that we could be... That hopefully we can try and draw from this music tonight. And I think we should try and answer the question like, if the cathedral falls down, can you then claim that it's an act of God on your insurance? And so while you think about that, I'm going to play this track called The Back Road Into Town by the Sensational White Family Singers. Because when chips are down, watch out for the devil. because he might be coming down the back road.
Well done.
I've asked mama so many times, would your papa so far behind? What in the world was holding my daddy down?
To the B Square Blues Show.
The sun was shining bright. I have to go so far to get my heaven born. I have to go so far, gal, to get my heaven born. Atlanta women go let my ham bone burn. I done more for you than your daddy ever done. I did more for you, gal, than your daddy ever done. Give you my jelly, he ain't give you none. When you see two women always running hand in hand, when you see two women always running hand, you can bet your bottom dollar one got the other one, man. I'm going to the river, get me a tangle rocking chair. I'm going to the river, get me a tangle rocking chair. If the blues overtake me, go rock them away from
there. It's Folk Roots every Monday at 6 o'clock, taking you down the highways and the byways of the Folk Roots music scene. Whether it's Celtic or Kaylee, for folk, blues and beyond, listen to Folk Roots every Monday at 6 o'clock on Waiheke Radio, 107.4 and 88.3.
Waiheke Radio, the B Squared Blues Show.
Yes, the unmistakable B Squared Blues Show, I might admit. Well, you what was the last track we played? Was
that was Barbecue Bob? Interesting name, same initials as me actually, but that's aside. It's irrelevant. That was Motherless Child Blues. I was trying to pinpoint who else covers that or a version of that song anyway, but I couldn't quite.
What is it called? Oh, Motherless Child.
Motherless
no, I don't
Child
know. Actually.
Blues. Anyway, Robert Johnson before that with another version of Crossroad Blues. Not the version that everyone's aware of, but...
Well, that's Take Two.
Take Two.
Maybe Take One was really the killer one, mate.
Yeah. And was that the Sensational White Family Singers?
Yes, which
that?
Is not only...
Oh, that's way too loud, dude.
Oh, is it? Sorry, it's just those headphones of yours are really loud, and these ones are really low.
Yeah.
But I was watching the thing. A phenomenal song. We played the track by them last week, which we both grooved out to, and also a phenomenal band for obviously a black gospel band. They're called what are they called again? The Sensational White Family Singers
with Back Into Town off the LP version. It looks like
on Pitch Records, I suppose. Mm. So what do we got for you now?
Well, I thought we'd go into something a bit more contemporary, but not quite contemporary. It's still about 30, 40 years old. What? Louder? Quieter?
Louder. Yeah, I can't hear myself. Oh, man. I know you're really loud in those ones, aren't you?
Blast these ones, eh?
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm kind of deaf. Maybe we have to shift headphones.
I think we have swapped the chairs, so I don't think that's I don't think that's really working.
We'll play this Creedence, and what time is it? 8:23, and then we'll come back and we'll do a bit of a special on the gospel tracks, and then of course at 9 o'clock we'll do what's on at the movies. But we've got heaps of good stuff tonight, so hang in there.
Man, I can hear my own nose whistle through these things, eh?
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
The defense.
Hey, okay, right. So this is Creedence Clearwater Revival, and then we'll follow it up with a bit of Groundhogs. This is Ramble Damble. Ooh!
for a day. Running just before day. My love wish was a catfish. Swimming in a deep blue sea. Come running up after me. Come running up after me. Come running up after me. Oh, well, sure know I'm done. Oh, well, sure know I'm done. With another man's wife. With another man's wife. With another man's wife.
All right, caught outside. Sorry, napping. That was Janis Joplin with Buried Alive in the Blues. And before that, Groundhogs was Still a Fool. Groundhogs were around in the kind of...
Wait a minute, there was no Janis Joplin in their track, though. It must have just been her band.
Yeah, well, she was probably hanging around.
What, somewhere. She's off the side smoking a joint.
Well, probably downing some Southern Comfort and doing that at the same time. Yeah, so that was another little segment down, you could say.
Yeah, we started off with Creedence. We announced that earlier, I think. That was a fine track. We're always astounded by Creedence.
Enthused about Creedence we are. That's a bit loud, eh?
Yeah, it is. So it's about 8. Time is 8:38. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do probably like half an hour's worth of gospel, and then I'll probably chuck in a few other ones as we go along. I think I'm going to see what I'm going to start off with here. I might start off with that Bishop Manning. I think we might have played that last week. Jonas Brothers, Amazing Grace. Let me see. Reverend John Wilkins, You Can't Hurry God. So many choices that I've got here today. I'll start off with one of the ones that I really liked. And a whole bunch of people did it. This track called Don't Let the Devil Ride. And I've got about three versions of this song, and I really like the sentiment. I think we played a Don't Let the Devil Ride a couple of weeks ago by someone, and we were wondering what it was that he was riding.
Like whether what would the devil ride, do you reckon?
Yeah, don't let
text in your answers,
0218666555
with your answers. What does the devil ride? What does he ride? It could be both animal, vehicle, or
yeah, is it a Harley? Does he ride a Harley?
Vehicle.
What do you think he rides, mate?
I reckon it'd be nothing that the human, as complex as our mind is, could actually comprehend.
You think that he just rides your mind?
I think he just rides something that only Satan can build or wield.
I see him riding your soul.
Probably, down, yeah. Actually, that's probably there's probably an intricate soul network.
He's got a soul machine. He's got a car. He's got a rocket powered by souls. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think roller skates. So I don't know. You know? Yeah.
That would be entertaining, for one. Moonhopper.
Get around on a
fiery moonhopper.
We haven't talked about your gig, but we'll do that a little bit later, because we'll probably try and play a track that we found that was recorded from the gig.
We might have some sound quality to go with, I think. Maybe.
Mm, cool. Well, here's a band called the Campbell Brothers doing Don't Let the Devil Ride, and then we'll come back and play a few more gospel tracks and maybe chat about what the gospel is all about.
Would like to bring the Grassroots Festival a public service announcement. We want to tell you, don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. And you don't want to take a ride anywhere with the devil, so we say, don't let the devil ride. Yeah.
in the world at this. I'm talking about all Christians now. You see the devil is a busy man. Always trying to tie some Christian down. But I want to tell you in a word of song today, whatever you do, don't let the devil ride with you. Oh, listen to this.
said, why not join me, Stanley Juan Carlos Omanti de los Burros y Paella de Abadeo, each Thursday night on Wahiti Radio for Viva la 60s, the show that takes a closer look at the music our Latin American cousins were listening to while the rest of us were getting high and listening to the Beatles, featuring the South American dictator of the month and 101 uses for an electric cattle prod. It's Viva la 60s. By Eck and I Carumba, it's a reek good night in Thursday night, 9 o'clock here on Wahiki Radio.
Or you could be listening to
the Planet L Radio Show.
The Planet L Radio Show. Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Music from out there.
This is Onatangy Slim, and you're listening to the B-Square Blues Show.
I sure hope Ben and Country Mark have paid their dues to play the blues.
Well, I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know. Due paying. It sounds like there's a bunch of people paying their dues out there right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know about paying. Yeah, well, I suppose, yes.
Campbell Brothers, Mississippi Nightingales. Didn't too much like the Campbell Brothers, but although it was a bluesy gospel tick, but it did set up the song very nice called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Followed up Campbell Brothers, sort of cut that off a bit short, with a Mississippi Nightingales, which was really nice. And then another fine version of the song Don't Let the Devil Ride by the Flying Clouds of Augusta, Georgia, which I think is a fine name. What do you think?
Yeah. What
have you ever thought of changing the name of like Mr. Last Boat to something more like, you know, the crashing waves of, or the subtle waves of Blackpool?
Well, we could, I suppose, but yeah, I think it's going a bit off topic.
Well,
not really.
By the way, if you do want to follow the names of the tracks, you heard something tonight, you went, what was that they played? You can check it out. We always blog the playlist on the day after the show, so check out www.wahikiradio.org.nz. You can pull down the playlist and probably grab a replay or a podcast of this show.
Have you told enough people enough about the this type of style of music?
No, well, we're going to do a little bit. We're going to have a little chat about gospel music and... This sort of goes back to late 1800s in the United States. It's a rural folk tradition of song, mostly performed by African Americans, but it has also now, you know, just popularized by Christian choirs and stuff all over the U.S. But predominantly, we're playing black gospel music. Now, many people you may know have been influenced by gospel music, and probably the one that most people would know of, Elvis Presley, was sort of raised around a Pentecostal environment and probably got some of his singing chops from singing in church, I would imagine. Also, some of the Jerry Lewis and the great Mahalia Jackson were brought up in this tradition of singing in churches, which is pretty much what gospel is. I mean, we've played a couple of sort of untraditional ones, a genre you'd call blues gospel, which would be so much in a church. But I'm going to play a bunch of in-church recordings, or at least one, a phenomenal one by a guy called Johnny Reverend Hurricane Jones from Georgia.
Excellent.
We'll play that next. You know, it's interesting that one of the things that I found quite fascinating today was that it has some of its origins in a kind of a forced... spiritual conversion by black slaves in the South, where they were actually forced by their owners to go into churches. And one of the things I found interesting too is that in the church, the sermons were often pulled from the Gospel of St. Paul, because St. Paul made a lot of references to people being good servants and loving and obeying their masters. So there was this kind of like Christian, you know, enforced Christianity that went on. And through some of the hymns that would traditionally probably appear, well, I don't know where they appear in a Christian liturgy, I don't really go to many, but would appear, I suppose, peppered throughout, those were picked up on a lot by these sort of forced attendance by black slaves and stuff, as well as, you know, and the repetition was sort of conducive to similar songs that they'd had, working songs and, you know, call and response.
What is interesting to note is at the same time you've got the... I suppose you could call the blues that we know of going on at the same time as the gospel, which was being intensely labelled as devil music. It was kind of like a huge paradigm then, because it's the same music coming out of the same origins, but with completely different...
Although, I mean, there are, you know, there's lots of blues, you know, there's still a big tradition of blues music that has... I guess similar sentiments, eh? I mean, it's just from, you're right, you know.
Yeah, and then there's the people that can look past the barriers and kind of, and that's where you get gospel blues and all those types of fusion music. Because, I mean, some of the, you know, the little nuances in gospel music are really interesting and really fun to listen to, so.
That's right. I mean, how traditionally gospel is heavy on the vocals and the sort of choir type element that a lot of harmonies are going on in the vocals. And I suppose a lot of the more traditional music and some of what we'll listen to now, the church sermons, mostly backed by a piano. And also, I've got a live recording from a church by this guy. I'm going to play this next by Reverend Johnny the Hurricane Jones. Now, he had a church in Georgia he's still alive, and I think he's probably in his late 70s. He had a church for 40 years in Georgia in which they had recorded on a quarter-inch tape every Saturday for 40 years. He had just a huge room full of tape, and this guy, this young sort of kid who had a bit of a record label called Duster Digital, went along and asked him if he could have some tapes, and old Reverend Johnny said, yeah, you know, you can take them all, do what you want, blah, 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 have a look at these things. And kid rolls up with a ute, and he's like, nah, it's not going to fit in the back of this. And it's just this massive legacy and history of this church. And there's some phenomenal video on YouTube of this guy where the audience is as much a participant in the whole affair as the Reverend Johnny L. Jones is. By the end, he's worked it up into a feverish pitch, but they've already worked themselves up into this crazy thing in the beginning. And that's just something I was sort of thinking the other night when we were at even the Clench gig, and that, you know, it doesn't really happen. It happens a little bit in music when you get yahoos like me kind of slightly making little outbursts, but, you know, we're pretty tame in the audience these days. Maybe it's amplification.
Yeah, well, New Zealand audiences seem to be able to be a bit more reserved. You see it at sports things as well.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a couple of Reverend Johnny L. the Hurricane Johnny Jones track, followed up with a track, kind of a sad track, mourning the loss of somebody called Somebody's Gone by Brother Otis Taylor. Then I got definitely out of the way one, Son House, with a track called John the Revelator. But anyway, check this out. Jesus is a Rock in a Weary Land by the Reverend Johnny L. Hurricane Jones.
You're a good person. You live in the city of Atlanta. You're a good person. Your church home is back down the country. You're a good person. Why, you've been living in the Atlanta area for many years now. You've been saying you were going to join the church when you got straightened. When I opportunity comes, you say you were gone, John, but I know a whole lot of folk waited until they got straight before they came in the church.
They came in straight in a casket. Why none of us are straight is in the church. There's no need of waiting until you get straight. You cannot straighten yourself out. It takes God. It takes God to straighten us out. If you are here this morning, God is knocking at the door of your heart, saying, come on in my church. If you are here and you're not a member of a church, I want you to remain standing while the Christians take their seats. If you're not a member, remain standing. Don't sit down, that's right. Stand back up, everybody's not a member of a church. Why, stand back up. Why not come on down? My Lord's a rockin' on where it lies. And on where and on where it lies. Oh, my Lord's a rockin' on. Be the shelter.
Thank you. long time.
Thank you. I'm doing good. That ain't all of them.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, in other words, you do a little bit and hold a little bit back. Show up.